Hi, my name's Karen, and you're tuned into Guelph's volunteer-programmed campus and community radio station, CFRU 93.3 FM.
Your business can reach thousands of students and community members every week. The Ontarian, the University of Guelph's independent student newspaper, sells online and in-print ads weekly, helping our students find you. With new issues on stands and online every Thursday, let The Ontarian be your voice on campus. For more information, go to www.theontarian.com or email onsales@uoguelph.ca.
Êtes-vous francophone ou francophile?
CFRU is looking for French-speaking volunteers to start or contribute to French language programming on the station. Le genre du programme est à vous, que ce soit sur les actualités, la justice sociale ou les arts, la meilleure émission sera sur un sujet dont vous êtes passionné. Nous offrons la formation gratuite en technologie et production des médias.
Envoyez un message avec votre nom et coordonnées à Brian par courriel à polylingual@commercialcfru.ca pour devenir bénévole dans cette nouvelle radio collective. Apportez votre voix à CFRU 93.3 FM, la radio communautaire de Guelph.
Guelph Dance is holding a March break camp from March 13th to the 17th, taking place at the River Run Center, 35 Woolwich Street, a physically accessible location. The camp is a fun-filled, pressure-free exploration of a variety of the arts, including dance, music, theater, and visual arts. For registration, pricing, or more info, visit guelphdance.ca. That's the Guelph Dance March Break Camp from March 13th to the 17th at the River Run Center.
Welcome back. It is 10:03 on CFRU 93.3 FM, back for hour two of the Monday Morning Mixtape. That was some good music before the break, and I should mention, you can catch both those artists, Valens and Joyful at the Red Papaya. This Saturday, March 11th, doors are at 2:30, music 3 o'clock. It's a Pay What You Can show, all ages licensed, presented by CFRU, Downtown Guelph Business Association, and the Central Student Association. That last track was really good, very meditative, drony.
Yeah, I was out of it.
Yeah, that was, you were out of the studio, actually.
I was out of it.
It should be a good show. I think I'm going to really try to make this one because I always miss these.
What day is it again, Liam?
It's on Saturday.
The?
11th.
Okay. What time?
That reminded me of something.
What time is it at?
It's at 2:30.
Oh, okay. I can't make it.
No. Why not?
I have training.
You do have training. Yes. Yeah. Professional phone.
Training, yeah.
Phone handler.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, set you up there.
Okay.
We're still hiring at SRA. It stands for Strategic Research Associates. Come on down and apply for a job. even if it's only 1 month, we'll still probably hire you because we're that nice. You'd be calling farmers all over the world, and by world I mean North America. Come on down.
Wow, you sold it this time.
Yep.
I think you'll get.
I think it's because I said "come on down" so much times that people will eventually come on down, but they don't even know where it is. It's in the research park. It's right behind Movati. There's a red roof. I don't know the number of the address.
I only go there every day for work.
I don't, there's no street sign. I don't know. Sorry. Email Doug@sraresearch.com and ask him what the address is.
Yeah, that'll be important. okay. I knew that was coming, but
you didn't.
Yeah, I kind of forgot because it's usually earlier in the show.
I know.
Well, anyway, it threw me off. we are going to play some French Con, inspired by that French, lovely French PSA.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got, DJ?
Quand tu es là, par Sylvie Valtin.
Fantastic. And this is CanCon.
Nope.
No, it's not. Oh,
She's from France.
Okay. French FemCon.
Yep.
Sweet. Let's hear it.
All right.
This is, oh no.
Quand tu es là.
You want to do the intro?
Par Sylvie Vertrain.
CFRU 83.3. I think I did that right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
CFRU 93.3 FM. That was Hamilton Lighthouser plus Rostam with a song called A Thousand Times from If I Had a Dream That You Were Mine.
Yep.
And before that, we had Sylvie Vartan from Quand Tu Es Là. The song was Quand Tu Es Là. That was a good pick. I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
Very peppy, very upbeat. That last song, the Thousand Times.
Yep.
It feels like it came out a long time ago.
I think it was.
But it was only recently. I guess that was the single that I heard a long time ago. But I think that's still my favorite song on the record.
Mm-hmm. In a Blackout's good too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the other good one. I just love his
voice. And Angel Olsen's on the last track.
Oh, yeah. Featuring Angel. It's got a different last name, though.
Ooh.
Angel Daradurian. Oh, neat.
Secrets.
Secrets, yeah. I would have not thought that was Angel Olsen. That song, though, it sounds very reminiscent of, do you know 500 Miles? It's like 500 if you take the
I thought you were talking about the Proclaimers.
Oh, no, sorry. Is that what that one's called?
I think so.
What's the other one called? Okay, have you seen Inside Llewyn Davis?
Yeah.
You know the song that they sing? It's like 100 miles.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like it kind of has the same chord structure and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's like kind of the same song,
interesting.
Right?
Interesting.
But I got this keyboard, or I think our roommate bought this keyboard. The demo song was that, like, do, 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 do.
Really?
And I played it, and my first reaction is, whoa, they have this new song on this really old keyboard from the 80s. And then I was like, wait, that can't be true. They didn't just record this song now as the demo track for this, you know, old keyboard from the 80s. And I was like, oh, it's the older song that sounds so much like this.
Just a really long-term form of marketing your songs. You put it on...
Retroactively program it into old keyboards.
And then you release it 20 years, 30 years after the fact.
Yeah.
And then everyone already knows it. They're like, how do I know this song?
This is a big conspiracy theory we're unfolding here.
Yep. Art.
Art. It's a quarter after 10 here on the Monday Morning Mixtape on CFRU 93.3 FM. And it's time for...
What is it?
The vinyl chapter.
Oh, I forgot what the second word was.
Oh, yeah, because it's like the final chapter.
Oh, okay.
But it's not the final chapter. We still have time. But we've got some wax to spin here on CFRU 93.3 FM. First up is a new record from Montreal's Braids.
Mm-hmm.
This is their latest EP, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Companion. It's got 4 tracks on it. And it's good. I've heard the first track, which I'm going to play, which is called Companion. But the other songs are really great. Braids is such a cool band.
Mm-hmm.
They're Deep in the Iris was their last record. Did you listen to that one?
Yeah, that was the one that was nominated, that shortlisted, right, for Polaris.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's like amazing.
And they're all Flemish Eye in Alberta.
Yeah, Flemish Eye. Chad knows. He knows what's good.
Chad.
Let me take a look at
the I ordered a Chad Van Gogh record from them, and they gave me they just threw it in, a little pin.
Yeah.
It says Flemish Eye on it.
I saw a great picture where it was like this guy had gone to get a signed, I don't know if it was a vinyl, but like an autograph from Chad Van Galen, and he just draws cartoons
and
stuff.
That's the inside of the sleeve for Shrink Dust, his latest album.
Is something he drew for a fan?
No, or? But like the thing he signed was like the sleeve.
Oh,
of
right.
The record, and like it was, yeah, it's like it's the dog, and he drew like a guy hugging it or something. Yeah. Still waiting on that album, Chad. Any day now.
I'm sure it's coming.
I'm so excited. I Googled it last night again. Like, I Google it every month to see if it's coming out or not, and it never is.
I'll let you know the minute I hear about it in the station.
Yeah, like I'm always looking for. I have alerts for Chad Van Galen on Google.
On the phone.
On Google Alerts, yeah. And I got one. And I was like, oh, but it was just him talking about a Wolf Island Fest.
Oh, okay.
And I was excited, but also, you know, obviously disappointed.
Yeah, that's just the life waiting for music to come out. But sorry, Braids first, and then we got a track from Talking Heads afterwards. This will be our hit for the show today.
Yep.
But let's kick it off with Braids from Companion. This is a song called Companion. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario.
It had nothing to do with you. How can I make that more clear? I don't remember losing you early in spring that year. We were sent off, whether we liked it or not. We were sent off, whether we liked it or not. I don't remember the last time I saw you, but your hair was long and blonde, and your shape was like a little plum, 'cause you hadn't yet grown tall. We were sent off.
Into the blue again, after the money. my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Same as it ever was. 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 Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
CFRU 93.3 FM. That was the Talking Heads from their album Remain in Light. The song was Once in a Lifetime. And before that, we had the Lovely Braids from the Companion EP. Whoops. Companion EP, a track called Companion. I would send out that Talking Heads song to my man Ryan, the Bogman. It's like his favorite song in the whole world. The dance moves are just amazing in that music video.
Yeah.
Future Halloween costume potential.
Oh.
Halloween. I don't know why it has to be Halloween, but.
You can just dress like that any day.
Yeah. We already obsess over David Byrne enough on the show, so we're not going to do it.
But he's so cool.
I'm going to send it over to Hines, DJ Hines, for some picks.
Well, yeah, we just talked about it. David Byrne and St. Vincent's collaboration. Love
yes,
this giant.
Fantastic. There was a summer in Guelph. I lived at a house, Nine Waterloo, and two people had this record.
Mm-hmm.
The collab. It was just like funny how they both had the exact same record. And then my one friend, I think he was like, oh yeah, you can have one. And then I think he took it when he left, regardless.
Wow.
But doesn't matter. I listen to it a lot. It's a great. The first track. Is it the first track?
The very first track.
Yeah, the first track's amazing. So are you going to play it?
Let's play the first track.
Yeah, let's play it.
It's called Who?
By St. Vincent, David Byrne.
From the album Love This Giant.
Here we go. CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Who lift this heavy load?
CFRU 93.3 FM. That was Angel Olsen from her record called My Woman. The song was called Shut Up, Kiss Me. Before that, we had David Byrne and St. Vincent from Love This Giant, the song Who?
Who?
Who? I love the saxophone on that track. Mm-hmm. So good.
We're just talking about the album cover for that record.
Yeah.
What is in St. Vincent's mouth?
I think it's the Toblerone.
But like,
it's got the triangle.
But there's like
the
another
thing.
Point near like her chin. That doesn't make sense.
Art, man. I don't know. It's
that's art for you.
Said it before. That's art. Fantastic collab though. St. Vincent. I recall talking to station manager Vishkana about a St. Vincent show, and he said it was mind blowing.
Yeah.
I believe I could be skewing the truth, but I'm sure he would tell you it was a great show.
He actually said the opposite.
No, he didn't say the opposite.
No.
He said it was good.
She has her own guitar now. She has a St. Vincent branded guitar, and she just directed a horror movie, I'm pretty sure.
What? Yeah. Oh, my God.
You didn't know that?
No, that's crazy. What's it called?
St. Vincent horror movie.
This is called When We Google Stuff on the Air. Great radio.
It's called XX.
Ooh.
It's
sounds spooky.
It's an anthology, four-part anthology. And her part in the anthology is called The Birthday Party.
Whoa.
And right, it's in theaters, and it's on demand right now. It came out February 17th.
Ah, neat. Check it out. Time for a new segment I just made up. It's called Heinz, What Are You Watching? Heinz, what are you watching these days?
These days?
Yeah.
Besides
reruns of The Office.
The Office. I don't know. We watched a movie last night called I Am Not a Serial Killer.
Sounds like a serial killer would make that movie.
Well, yeah, it's about like a young kid in a small town, mm-hmm. who thinks he's a sociopath, but he's actually trying to stop another serial killer in the town. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a big twist. Twist!
Oh, cool.
Do you like twists?
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I do like twists, yes. That's why I really like the Oscars this year.
Yeah, twist. And, that was good.
There are some other movies... You know, actually, okay, I was reading about this movie, Get Out, which we were talking about on the bus today.
Yep.
And so apparently it's like one of those movies that has a big twist at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I Google Get Out, and the first thing that comes up on it wasn't the spoiler, but just like people Googling Get Out spoiler. And like, who just goes and like, second thing, they just spoil the movie for themselves. Why
I don't
would you
know.
Do that?
People just don't like having surprises. It's like whenever the big movie comes out for... like Star Wars or something, people don't just like sit back and, you know, wait for it. They're always like constantly digging for any plot details they can to like spoil it for them.
Right. Well, I think it's it's the fear of the unknown is it's a human thing to not want to be scared. But then that's also, it totally ruins the feel of the movie when it's like, you can't just sit there and not know what's going to happen and be totally at the mercy of whatever you're watching.
Yeah, that's true too.
That's terrifying.
I had a friend who said that just thinking of weird things that stress people out, besides the twists in movie plots. My friend said that first-person shooters really stress him out, and I thought that was funny.
Why?
I don't know. He doesn't like the idea of like just seeing a screen with, you know, no other context, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it's very like fast-paced too. But as I told him, like you should never do virtual reality then.
Yeah. Everything, lots of people have different things they're stressed out about.
Mm-hmm.
Our roommates definitely get stressed out about playing card games,
yeah.
Specifically Dutch Blitz.
Yeah, oh, God.
He won't be named on the show.
His name's Everett.
Okay, he will be named on the show. Just a PSA for the CSA general election, for all students, undergrad students at the University of Guelph, you can cast your vote now. In the CSA's general election, there's a link to an online ballot. It should be in your Griff mail. Fill out these surveys. They're always not very well. The quota of responses is always fairly low, and it's important everyone gets involved because these are the people that are going to be running your student government. So
yeah,
get up there. There's a link even on each of the, if you're like, oh, I don't know what's going on, there's a link to each of the nominee statements on the CSA website, so you can read quickly about the nominees and what their platforms are before voting, as well as there's important referendum questions to be answered. So please vote if you're an undergrad student at the University of Guelph.
Do it.
We don't want to have another bus pass fiasco.
Oh, geez, Louise.
It's 10:40 here on the Monday Morning Mixtape on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario. And we are going to play some more music for you.
Sure are.
DJ Hines, what you got queued up?
I got some National.
Of course you do.
I love the National. This song's called So Far Around the Bend. It's actually from a compilation called Dark Was the Night.
Yeah. I have been hearing so much about this compilation.
Really?
Yeah, just because it's like... there's a Dirty Projectors collab on there, right?
Yep. And there's so many here. I'm just going to go through them all right now because...
It's this record. It came out like a few years ago, but there's so many great collabs on it.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It came out in 2009. First song, actually, is Dirty Projectors and David Byrne collaborating together.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Got Feist and Ben Gibbard.
Yeah.
Bon Iver's on there, Grizzly Bear. The National, actually... Aaron Dresner from The National is the guy who kind of got this project off the ground, put
right.
it together, and then he did it again for their Grateful Dead collaboration, where they just covered...
Oh, the big cover album?
They got artists to cover all these different Grateful Dead songs for the band's anniversary. Grizzly Bear's on here, Yay Sayer, My Brightest Diamond, Decemberist, Iron and Wine, Grizzly Bear and Feist do a song together, Sufjan Stevens.
That'd be a good vinyl...
So yeah.
On vinyl, it'd be a good pickup.
Kevin Drew is on here as well.
Whew.
Andrew Bird, Stuart Murdoch from Bell and Sebastian, Cat Power, new pornographers are also on here. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's how many? It's
crazy.
I think it's like 31 songs on this album, and they're all by amazing artists.
Yeah. The song was so.
But this song is called So Far Around the Bend.
So Far Around the Bend.
It's by The National.
By The National.
Just a taste. Before you go out and, you know, buy it.
Right.
Because you will.
Yeah, I definitely will. This is CFRU 93.3 FM, the Monday morning mixtape. Here is The National.
Nobody knows where you are living. Nobody knows where you are. Take a bath and get high through an apple. Wanted to cry, but you can't when you're laughing. Nobody knows where you are living. Nobody knows where you are. You're so far around the bend. Nobody knows where you are living. Nobody knows where you are. You've been humming in a haze forever. Pray for pavement to get back together. Nobody knows where you are living. Nobody knows where you